الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله وقال تعالى ومن شر حاسد اذا حسد صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in our sharia, together with the commands of the external aspects of our deen, which is known as fiqh, like salat, zakat, fasting, hajj, etc., we also find commands pertaining to our heart. Thus, you will find verses in the Holy Quran and you will find chapters in the books of a hadith that deals with ibadat, deals with our ibadat, our salat, deals with our external aspects of our deen, trade, commerce, good conduct. But together with that, you will also find many ayats, many verses, many chapters that deal with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pride, arrogance, jealousy, sincerity on the positive side. And these are to do with the heart. And it is also known in our sharia as tahdhibul akhlaq, the adorning of our character. It is known, and the whole purpose of this is, the purpose is to purify the heart from the lowly bestial attributes like pride, arrogance, and to adorn it with lofty attributes of truth, sincerity, shukr, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for humanity, compassion, etc. This is a very important branch of our deen. Hence, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "Ala inna fil jasadi la mudghah." Verily, in the body there is an organ. Idha saluhat saluha sa'iru jasadihi, wa idha fasadat fasada sa'iru jasadihi. Aw kama qal. In the body there is an organ. If this organ is reformed, the entire body is reformed. When this organ is corrupt, the entire body is corrupt. Ala wa hiya al-qalb. Be aware, O people, it is the heart, it is the heart. Now this is with regard to the cleanliness of our heart. There is a beautiful hadith, and every hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's beautiful. That Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, or let me put to the other hadith first. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that once, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, one day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, Ya Bunayya, إن قدرت على أن تصبح وتمسي ليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل. Oh my son, if you can spend a morning or spend an evening that your heart is free from malice and hatred against every human being, do so. Do so, because this is my sunnat. ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني. He who loves my sunnat loves me, and he who loves me would be together in Jannah. Another saying of Hazrat Hasan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Hasan, the grandson of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes riwayat and narration mursalan directly towards his grandfather. He says, Inna budalai ummati lam yadkhulu al-jannata bi kathrati salat wala sawm wala sadaqatin. Many people of this ummah will go into Jannah not because of the excessive salat, not because of the excessive charity, not because of the excessive fasting, walakin dakhaluha bi rahmatillah, but they will enter into Jannah out of the mercy of Allah, wa sakhawatil anfus, the generosity of their soul, wa salamati sudur, subhanallah, in the cleanliness of their heart. So this cleanliness of the heart from lowly bestial attributes is a very important branch of our sharia. And out of those attributes that we got to cleanse the heart from, one of them is jealousy, which I would like to focus on today. What we know as hasad.